Welcome to the Morning Mix Podcast.
Here we are.
A snowy day here in Chicago. If you're listening in Chicago, thanks for joining us at 101.9 The Mix. But if you're listening anywhere, WTMX.com, on the free Mix app, maybe there's not snow where you are. There was a lot of snow where we are.
Totally.
And then it's Groundhog's Day. Groundhog Day? Groundhog Day.
I say it wrong all the time.
I think it's a single hog.
But you just have to say it multiple times and then it's right.
And then it's fine. Well, Whip revealed that as a child, he truly believed in the power of the groundhog, which was really funny as we started to chat with more people and the thing that they really believed as a kid that they thought was real, but maybe it wasn't.
Yeah, that always gets a little bit confusing, just like autocorrect.
Exactly.
You know,
yeah,
you're trying
you
to say
know.
One thing, yes. And then you say duck.
We always mean duck. It's important. And we also might be saying duck when we've had a little too much to drink, and now you can't go back to that. Which we also learned that Violetta might have had a little too much last night. But here you are.
The Rob Roys. They were flowing.
Looks like they've burned off now. You look good. Here we are. All right. That is what's coming up. That's what's coming up. Is what I meant to say.
Maybe you've been drinking.
I should have been. On the Morning Mix Podcast here from 101.9 The Mix. So today is Groundhog Day.
Yeah, what a big day.
It's always confused me because I never understood, is he supposed to see a thing? Is he not supposed to see a thing?
Right, so sun is bad.
Sun's bad, I guess. Tracy Butler will join us from ABC 7 in about, and within the next 10, 12 minutes, which will be nice. So we'll get some clarification on that and we'll talk a lot about the snow. But there was some sad Groundhog Day news. I don't know if you guys saw this, but I feel really bad for this dude.
Uh-oh.
This is out of New Jersey, where all the good news comes from. Milltown Mel is the groundhog out there in Jersey, so he got the job.
Yeah.
Yesterday, he was preparing for Groundhog Day, and unfortunately prepared a little too hard, and we lost Milltown Mel 1 day before Groundhog
Ooh,
Day.
Oh, that's not a good sign for
not
winter.
Not a great sign for winter at all, guys. So that's out of New Jersey.
That's horrific.
And then made a big deal about it, and I don't mean to disrespect Milltown Mel, but like plenty of parents have done the thing where it's like, hey, the hamster looks a little different. Nah, that's your hamster. Don't worry. He's fine.
Right, switch him out.
Couldn't Jersey have just done that?
You would think.
Couldn't Jersey just like put it out in the backyard?
Yeah, and just rolled up another ground. I mean, I don't know. Borrowed one from another county? Like, would they? I don't know.
Are there like groundhog devotees who would be like, I know that's not him?
Yeah,
and
we'll
then you
find
get into
out.
The whole public corruption thing. God
I'm
only
sure.
knows. Yeah.
They're going to come for us hard, I bet. Right. You know? All right, so around 6:20. The Phil, Punxsutawney Phil, he's the big one. He's like the national one.
Right, he's the original.
And I didn't know this. This makes me think of Bozo. I didn't know this. I thought Bozo was just in Chicago as a kid. You know Bozo? We grew up with Bozo.
Oh, yeah.
I was listening to David Arquette in a recent interview, and he has bought the rights to Bozo.
Right, yeah.
Because he was in Chicago for a little while as a kid and fell in love with Bozo.
Yeah.
I didn't know that every market had their own Bozo.
Yes.
Much like the groundhog. Huh. All these markets, like every city has its own groundhog.
Right.
I thought Bozo only was here.
I feel like ours was the best one.
100%. Yeah, we were the originators.
Yeah. The OG Bozo.
Yeah, they could imitate, but could not duplicate outside of here. So just to clarify what's going on, according to the legend, if the groundhog should see his shadow, if he sees the shadow, there will be 6 more weeks of winter.
So again, sun bad.
Sun bad.
That's always what I've been confused as a kid, right? Because if there's no sun, it's less likely he's going to see his shadow.
See a shadow? I guess.
How do you even know if he saw it? He can't tell you.
That's fair.
So is it just if the guy behind him sees his shadow?
The guy in the tuxedo and the top hat will go, he saw it!
Right.
And we'll all believe him.
If he scurries back in or he hangs out.
So really, it all boils down to some dude with a tux and groundhog fetish who clarifies to the city what the deal is.
Yeah, now, it's weird.
Based on data pulled from 1887, which that was pre-iPhone, to 2021.
That was pre a lot of things.
You said 18?
18.
Okay.
87. Punxsutawney Phil is more likely to see his shadow, which would mean 6 more weeks of winter.
Mm.
Phil has seen his shadow 105 times. He has only not seen his shadow 20 times.
Oh, come on.
They also clarify there is 10 years of data missing. There was a time where the groundhog was...
There's like a world war going on.
Phil,
you know what? Phil, just stay there. We'll
Phil
get to you
like,
next year.
I'm enlisting for my country, and I won't be looking for my shadow anymore. Well, that's what we have to look forward to.
So basically, it probably means, like Nikki said, if the sun's out, they count that as seeing a shadow. Like,
yeah,
if there is
so.
A shadow to be seen, that counts.
I guess. Look, we love holidays. Yeah. What can we say?
I will say that, like, when I was a little kid, because of the way they make this so definite, I used to really believe that somehow the start of the season depended on this. Like,
yeah,
I was
sure
so
was.
Stupid where I thought, like, okay, they're officially going to say the first day of spring is a different day based on this.
Yeah.
You also thought the loudometer where it was real at the Bulls games.
Well, for a little while. Wait, what are you saying?
Wait, what? Hang on a second. You mean I've lost my voice for no reason?
You're listening to the Morning Mix Podcast.
Let's hop in and take a look at some of these texts that we've gotten. When Whip was a kid, Whip believed wholeheartedly that the groundhog, it was all real. It was all legit. Is that right?
Yeah, that somehow or another, what happened with the groundhog actually impacted what day spring starts.
Which, you can't blame a kid. I believed that the loudometer at the arena was real.
Yeah.
Until Nikki just broke my heart.
Yeah.
And told me it wasn't. So we said, text us the thing as a kid you totally believed in, that now as an adult you look back on it and you're like, what was I thinking? We've got a few. I thought it would be really nice. We'll choose a winner and we'll send them to see the Groundhog Day musical.
Yeah.
At the Paramount Theater.
Let's do it.
Look at that. It all comes together, right? Everything's coming up Millhouse. Cloud factories from a 224. I believed that the smokestacks were cloud factories.
Oh,
so we would drive
God.
On the highway. We'd see smoke coming out. And I would think, well, that's where they make the clouds.
Logical.
Yeah.
That is adorable.
You can't be wrong. You can't be wrong. 630 said, my dad convinced me that a self-cleaning oven meant that a little guy in overalls would appear inside with an oven and mops and clean that oven.
I don't know how they clean themselves.
Like a little Mario.
Mm-hmm.
I envision.
I love that idea. Just, yeah. Oh, hey, hang on, guys. Let me just clean this up for you.
That'd be fun.
And our third, this one is my favorite, and I think it hits us all in the nice spot. I thought that radio stations would have the artist in the studio every time a song played, so that all of the music was coming in live.
And like, yeah. I don't want to be like me too, but when I was about two or three, I really did think
you
that
believe
same
that
thing.
As well.
Yeah.
All right. So those are our three. Those are our top three here. We've got Dad convinced me self-cleaning oven was a little guy. Radio stations had the artists in live and cloud factories. Nikki, what's your favorite?
Cloud factory.
Cloud factory. Yeah. Whip, you got a favorite on that one?
I gotta go radio station.
Radio stations. Okay, Violetta.
My goodness. They're all so good, but there's something so adorable about the cloud factories, and I never thought of that.
Cloud
so
factories.
I got to go cloud factory.
All right, cloud factories, congratulations.
The Morning Mix Flash Briefing with Violetta.
In at number three, which alcohol made you say, I'll never drink that again? That is trending.
Peppermint schnapps.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God, that's mine, too.
Schnapps.
Wasn't it a peppermint patty? You put, like, chocolate syrup in your mouth, peppermint schnapps, and you shake it.
At a holiday party.
Oh, my gosh. And then I drank Pepto-Bismol after, and it was so bad.
So,
shockingly, that is not the number one answer. Whip, do you have a guess on what the number one trend is?
Malort.
Ooh, gross. Ooh. No.
Can I take one guess?
No,
that
you're
mine?
Done. No,
okay.
No,
that was mine. That was my experience.
All right.
Peach. I know a lot of people can't drink peach schnapps.
All right. You guys are getting too creative. Think. You got tequila. That is the number one thing.
When I taste tequila.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That is the number one alcohol, I guess, that everyone is saying, I'll never drink again after that. And I think we've all had, you know, when you get to the bottom of that bottle and there's a worm at the bottom, you know it's authentic, and you also know you're in trouble.
Yeah,
also, every group of friends has that one jerk who's like, tequila, let's go, let's do tequila shots.
Look it, slam it, suck it. Look it, slam it, suck it.
Let's
and you're like, ugh.
Wait, what?
No,
what's
like,
your friend say?
The lick it, slam, right?
Am yeah, I slam it, suck it.
Let me say it, yeah.
Yeah.
In that number two.
Like, okay, feel, okay, yeah. I'm not. I'm
yeah, we're the jerks.
You guys, take a shot and calm down. In at number two, it is Shakira's birthday,
hey.
And the worldwide sensation is being celebrated right now online. She is turning 45 years young, and everybody is acknowledging that her birthday is a fun number, 2/2/22 today.
Yeah, Lauren and Roe are pumped for her.
That's right.
She has a commercial she's going to be singing for them soon. So that's kind of what's going on there. And I didn't have time, because I don't know why, to look into this, but I think it might also be her husband's birthday. They might share the same birthday.
Huh.
And we could have a follow-up on that.
We can look into that and find out if those hips lie. We'll find
tequila!
Out.
Tequila!
Yeah, there you go.
In at number one, Hailey Bieber recently did an interview where she said that she won't be talking about her marriage to Justin Bieber in 2022. That is one of her resolutions, I guess. Because she says words that she said in the past about her relationship have been taken out of context as clickbait, so it's not worth it anymore to her. All of that being said, she also talked about when they might have some kids. So I guess it starts after this interview. The 25-year-old model and now face wash girl, she has a new line coming out, says that in the next couple of years they're going to be trying, but the key word is trying, nothing this year.
All right. And that's our flash briefing?
That sure is.
The Morning Mix Podcast.
Now, we said it was a weird thing you found in their apartment. There was a woman on Twitter who shared that she had a wonderful night with a guy. Everything was going great.
Her lover.
She took a lover.
Oh, God.
Everything went well. Got back to his place. She would have bebop. They did the whole thing. She rolls over and notices on the nightstand a stack, a tower, she calls it, of his old chewing gum. So we just wanted to know, were there some weird things that you saw? We got some wonderful texts here. Coming in from an 847. The guy had photos of his mom in every room.
Ooh.
Even in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Photos of his mom. And she's still with us.
Oh.
So it wasn't like a remembrance thing. He just liked looking at his mom everywhere, which made the time together probably a little awkward. There were some vibes there that maybe she wasn't ready to encounter.
Mama's boy.
A mama's boy, right? From a 708, he had a collection of baggies of hair from his haircuts.
No! No!
I don't know. I love hair. I like hair. I don't hang on to it. You know what I mean? You grow it, show it, get rid of it. I mean, I
wouldn't even know where to begin.
Well, I know.
Like, why is that? What's fun about that?
Can you look over to the stylist at Supercuts? Hey, can you bag that up for me?
Right. One day if I'm rich and famous, I can sell this hair on eBay and I can retire. I mean, is that
what it is? Plan. And my favorite one from a 773. After we got done doing the thing, she FaceTimed with her brother moments later from the bed.
Oh.
Just
a
roll over and be like, oh, you know what? I got to reach out to Kyle. Give me 1 second.
Yeah, you know, that's a call.
That's
you don't,
a call.
You don't need a face. You
we don't need
the FaceTime. That's
also,
just a phone call.
You probably could have waited a half hour.
Yeah.
3 minutes later.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe wait till I'm not in here. Yeah. That might be a nice way to go about that. I think that would be better, right? I think so.
Yeah.
From Chicago to your device, this is the Morning Mix Podcast.
It's been trending. We learned about it in the Morning Mix Flash Briefing. All of the liquor that pushed you over the top. And the biggest one that came through was, it was tequila.
Tequila.
Hi, Sarah. You have a similar incident that might have happened with that delicious liquor of choice?
Unfortunately, yes. Mine was Patron.
Ooh. Oh,
so top shelf. I like it.
Yeah. It's in the Bruno Mars song, right? Shots of Patron.
That's right. Yeah.
There we go.
Now, what happened when you had a little too much?
I didn't get drunk off of it or anything. It was just we were doing shots, and I went to take a shot, and my face broke out like the Joker.
No.
I had an allergic reaction to it. So
I
took a shot, and the whole bottom of my face turned bright red. And as it went down my throat turned bright red.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
so,
that's scary.
Yeah.
Yikes.
It was crazy.
This is Take a Turn to the Terrifying.
What the heck is wrong with you? But, yeah, it was nuts.
Wow. All right. Well, there you have it, Sarah. Maybe maybe hang back from the tequila then moving forward.
Yeah, right.
Not my drink of choice.
By the way, guys, I found a little clip. It turns out we were recording when Violetta walked into the studio today after her night of drinking Rob Roy's. So it's just a short little clip.
Hello, doll.
There she was.
That's how she said hi this morning.
Yeah, that's me.
Well, along with calls, we've also got some great texts here of the liquor that put you over the top and made you say, I'm never going to drink anymore. Smirnoff Ice.
Oh, God.
Do you remember the trend of icing your friends? Have you ever iced a friend?
Yeah.
You surprise them with a Smirnoff Ice.
Right.
They have to drop to a knee and chug it in that moment.
Oh, God.
It was the first time I ever threw up in college. It was just from too many Smirnoff Ices. Just the thought of them now gives me gut rot.
Mm.
I like gut rot. I don't know. I don't think I've used gut rot before, but I'm going to add that into the vocab.
Me too.
Yeah.
Amaretto. Amaretto.
Oh, yeah.
So sweet.
That's an ingredient, not a drink.
Not a straight-up drink.
So
exactly. We used to take a bottle of DiSerono and pour it, this is so gross, into Miller Lite, and it would make it taste like a Dr. Pepper.
Oh.
But that was when
that
was when we were like, we need to change the flavor of this to make our body like it.
Fila is coming in hungover tomorrow now.
Yeah, watch out.
What an idea.
Hello, doll. From an 815, they said, Amaretto, I actually gave myself a black eye because I fell and my face hit the footboard of my own bed.
Oh, nuts.
So from there, it was like, no more Amaretto.
Amaretto injury.
Mad Dog. Have you ever had a Mad
Dog? 2020. Yeah. I feel like some of the more aggressive guys in college used to really get off on bragging about drinking Mad Dog and then like go punch each other.
Probably also because they could get a case of it for
$9. That's like, probably what it
here's
was.
Here's a 30 cube of Mad Dog.
Yeah.
Cliff, it sounds like you wanted to be invited to that party and were.
No, I was good. I was hiding in my bedroom.
I don't
kinda
think
like
so.
Now.
This 847 drank so much Mad Dog and then thought, I'll just eat an entire bag of bread and that will make me feel better. Down the whole bag of bread and then just went to bed with a stomach potato in there.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
That even
Can you
hurts.
Imagine? Watermelon pucker.
Oh,
Watermelon pucker.
Yep.
The liquor that you had too much, took it too far. You said, I'll never drink again. Good. I ended up throwing up pink fried rice all over myself and my friend's car.
Mm. I do love that Harry Styles song, though. Watermelon Pucker. That is awesome.
So we've got Watermelon Pucker. I threw up fried rice everywhere. Mad Dog, let me have an entire loaf of bread. Amaretto and a black eye.
Can I just point out how quiet Violetta is?
You're
right
very
now?
Quiet, yeah.
She literally is having just flashbacks. Water.
I'm sweating. I'm getting the sweats.
Hangover throwbacks.
Hello, dog.
There she is.
Nikki, what's your favorite out of that group there? Nikki's dying of laughing at Hello Doll. I like Mad Dog and I ate a whole bag of bread.
That is good.
Nikki, have you
Nikki's
gone
still
yet?
In recovery.
I am. I'm going with the amaretto injury.
Amaretto and I got a black eye. Whip?
The Mad Dog 2020.
Mad Dog and a loaf of bread, right?
Yeah.
Violetta, can you pull yourself together for a minute?
Oh,
Mad Dog
Hello
and a loaf
dog.
Of bread. Yeah, there she is. Oh, great. Okay, I heard her say Mad Dog. All right, congratulations to our Mad Dog out there.
This is the Morning Mix Podcast.
These are the typos, the autocorrects. You meant to say one thing, but instead you said a whole other thing. And boy, there was the queen had, they made, trying to celebrate the queen with some souvenir plates to celebrate her jubilee. But there was a typo error, and now we're celebrating the queen's jubblies.
Jubblies.
Which is always exciting. You want to celebrate some jubblies. Why not? Now, Tim, you were working on a little something, and there was a typo that threw the whole thing off?
I was in my high school in my senior year, and I had to write a paper on Edgar Allan Poe about his history, his life.
Yeah.
And it was supposed to say he attended the University of Virginia, but when I spell corrected, it changed it to University of Vagina.
Yeah.
That's just to see if the teacher's paying attention.
Yeah, exactly right. You might not have gotten an A on that one. Maybe you got a V. We don't know.
Oh, turn that in for science,
right?
Too.
Megan, it was science. Megan, there was a typo or an autocorrect that got you. What happened?
Yeah, I was using my voice text on my phone to text my mom my food order, and I said I wanted a 10-piece bone-in chicken wing, and it auto-corrected to 10-penis.
There's so many directions that could have gone.
So many. I also thought we could have gone Edgar Allan Poe too.
Oh,
let me get that. Let me get that 10 penis boning. Whoa, right,
right
now.
Right.
Well, we don't have that on the. There's no sauce for that.
Wow. Yeah.
We've got a bunch of them coming in on the text line, which are hilarious. I was texting to my work group on our group chat about going to lunch. This is from a 630. I replied, "Yes, I'm so horny."
Oh. Okay?
Instead of "Yes, I'm so hungry." Someone in our school district sent an all-staff email for swimming pool hours, and in the subject line it read, "Pubic pool."
Oh, that's an easy mistake.
What can you do, right?
One L difference.
Oh, my goodness. My son, I named my son Cooper, and I sent a picture with his name and birth stats to my aunts, but it autocorrect changed his name to Copper, and they sent him a baby blanket that said, "Congrats and welcome, Copper."
Oh. I guess that's better than Pooper. That's what I was afraid
pooper,
it was going
to
be.
You got to be careful, yeah. I don't know how much further. I don't know if we're going to be getting horny with the work group.
No.
You kind of wonder why your phone thinks you're trying to say horny anyway.
We never mean duck, and we never mean we're horny. No. We're always hungry.
I do just have to tell you guys one, because we work with them here, Kent, the engineer. I had to email him a lot because I have to adjust clocks.
Yes, and Kent is the most mild-mannered, nicest guy.
I cannot
tell
you how many emails I have sent internally that said, like, "I'm adjusting the clocks
without
the L, missing an L."
Yikes.
I've added additional clocks. So so many. And sometimes he would write back, "Excuse me,
I'm just cleaning up the cockadoodle-doos. That's all I'm doing."
Oh, you know, he's filed all those emails away, just in case there's a rainy day.
So just be careful when you're typing.
Yeah, you never know what Ken has on file.
The Morning Mix Podcast.
The Mix Top 6, because you can get a top 10 and you can get a top 5.
Yeah.
None of those words rhyme with mix.
Nope.
So we have your Mix Top 6. Today is very exciting because it's all the things that we wish we would have learned in school.
Oh.
So, like, they're teaching us, you know, math, science. We were even talking this morning about how we would learn, you know, Nikki's son is cursed with the same thing she had in school, which was that you just...
Anti-busy work.
Yes.
Like, give me the test, give me the quiz, give me the project, but this, like, everyday...
worksheets.
I'm spending all this time in class with you. I don't want to take class home.
Right.
Like, I'll worry about the quiz and the test. Yeah. Similarly, I was never a big note taker in school. I would just sort of listen and then try to retain. And that was sort of, I think that's why I can remember movie quotes, like same kind of thing. My brain works that way for whatever reason. So a survey was done by OnePoll to find out What skills do students believe should be taught in school regularly that are not? Now, some of these skills exist as like electives, but they're not main course load. And we're looking for like the main course stuff, right?
Yes.
So these are your mixed top six. Coming in at number six, the things that should be taught in school as a main core: welding and machining technology.
Wow, I agree with that.
Mm-hmm. I think for sure the machining technology part of that is important to know, like how things actually work, you know, and get those fixed yourself.
I don't know how to start a lawnmower. I feel like that should be a basic skill.
Back in the day, it was like shop class.
Yeah, shop class would be where
like
a lot
the
of
closest
that,
thing.
And you learn that. Yeah.
That's why everybody's parents know how to do all that kind of stuff, but then we grew up like, dad?
There's a great guy on YouTube who is, he's a dad on YouTube that didn't grow up with a dad, so he's like, hey, if you're like me, you didn't grow up with a dad, let me teach you how to do all this stuff.
Yeah.
And he'll show you how to like unclog a sink drain and to change the wax ring on a toilet, all that kind of
stuff. And I had a dad, he was just useless, so that's also...
Shots at Bronco, watch out. Coming in at number five on the things the students believe should have been taught in school, electrics.
Yes.
That's, I think that's true, too, because electric and in the house, if it's like, hey, let's change this light, I'm like, I want to. I don't want to mess up the wires, and then all of a sudden there's smoke in the walls. Like, I don't know.
That's
the
one you don't want to die.
Yes, right. Exactly. Yeah. Even if you're a DIYer and you launch a lot of HGTV, leave the electric to a pro.
Coming in at number four on the mixed top six, things they should have taught in school, straight up auto mechanics. Even just like a general knowledge. I always thought in driver's ed, it's weird that they don't take you outside and show you how to change the tire.
Right.
I just always thought that should be like a half hour in driver's ed where we go out and then check your oil. Here's how you, if you need to add oil, here's how you know. Just those simple things.
Yeah, so you don't put like windshield wiper fluid in the oil hole.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
This brought to you by Jiffy Lube. It wasn't,
but
it could have been.
And what's crazy, like Whip said, these were all, a lot of these were classes at one time. I mean, the same thing.
What happened to vocational school?
Yeah. Right. And now they're just YouTube channels.
Yeah.
Practical nursing comes in at number three on the list of things they should teach in school.
Yep.
Coming in at number two, cosmetology.
Uh-huh.
Just generally knowing. I feel like all of these were pulled from like popular YouTube channels.
Yeah, right.
Influencers. This is how they're making all their money. So cosmetology in at number two. And coming in at number one, these are the top six skills students think should be taught in school. Any guesses, Nikki? Anything we're missing so far? We've got mechanics, electrics, cosmetology, practical nursing.
Gosh, it sounds like it should be practical, but I always, like, I don't know, I always thought interviewing.
Interviewing is a great
should
one.
Should be one, but I don't think that's practical enough. That's not YouTube-y enough.
Not YouTube-y enough. Whip, you look deep
in thought. Financial literacy.
Ooh. Financial literacy is a great one. Violetta?
That's what I was thinking,
you go financial literacy?
But more so like taxes.
Okay, what's interesting is financial literacy doesn't appear on the top 10 list at all, which is odd to me. I feel like it should be higher.
Yeah. Totally.
Coming in at number one, the top 10 skills students believe should be taught in school. This is your mixed top six. The culinary arts.
Cooking! Oh.
Just be able to cook for yourself.
That's true.
Also known as home ec.
Also known as home ec. Also known as some of the most like profitable YouTube channels. Here's how you cook a steak. That is your Mix Top 6. We'll get that posted for you at WTMX.com.
You're listening to the Morning Mix Podcast.
We just shared the Mix Top 6, the things students believe should be taught in school. At the very top was culinary arts, spoiler alert. And we're going to have that for you on the Mix website. You'll get that also in the Morning Mix Podcast. But Nikki then was saying... Didn't you guys ever make a pillow?
Yeah. So where I grew up, like in sixth grade, you would wait to get till sixth grade. Did you do it, Webb? You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, I totally did.
And you would like get a, you would get a flyer and you get to pick out a pillow that you would go home and you would like, you would bring money to the school and you would buy the kit to make a pillow. I made the flamingo was like the really crazy one.
Yeah, this sounds awesome. Also, flamingo sounds like it'd be a hard option
to
pick. It
was, because you had to do the whole net and you'd have to use a sewing machine and then you'd have to like stitch it.
Yeah. And not only that, so at Westfield Junior High School, we made the pillow. We also made sweatshirts for ourselves.
What?
Yeah, we made sweatshirts, but they were like, I think they were sleeveless. I don't know if that was my choice or that's how they were.
Yeah, but it was. Yeah, watch out, guys.
So then I remember, though, that I ended up wearing the sweatshirt to school, and I got totally made fun of.
No.
I was like, oh, I thought we were supposed to wear them, but I was the only one who did.
Do you still have your pillow?
I don't think I do. You know, my mom probably has it in the basement.
You guys were doing that in middle school.
Yeah.
I was in the theater school at Illinois State. My sophomore year, I had to make bed pants. My sophomore year of college, it was part of costuming. You had to learn how to make
bed pants.
You sleep in.
I was like, wow, that's a crazy
sleepy pants. And it was the same exact thing. They were like, go pick out a fabric and then go make sleepy pants for yourself.
Okay.
And I did, the fabric I chose was dogs playing poker. Because why not? That's a nice, yeah.
And you can curl up right on Whip's pillow.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly. So that's the difference. If you want to go to theater school, it's the things you could have done in sixth grade. And then you have a final where they'll be like, be a carrot. And you're like, all right, cool. So for an hour, you're like, a carrot. And they're like, you pass.
Yeah.
You know, and you'll end up here. All right.
There you go.
You never know.
The Morning Mix Flash Briefing with Violetta.
Chris, what is a flash briefing?
It's so funny you should ask, Violetta. A flash briefing is basically trending on Twitter, right? We tell
it
you
is,
what's
yeah.
trending. Violetta breaks down the trending topics. But the nice thing is you can activate and add and enable the Mix flash briefing on your Alexa device. So when you ask Alexa to give you your daily rundown, you'll hear Violetta share the Morning Mix flash briefing. And in the afternoons, you'll hear it from Lisa.
I feel like I just watched community theater. Like,
it was pretty good, right?
You guys were so good.
So natural, too, right?
So good. Yeah.
Now, why didn't I get cast when I auditioned, though? Anyway, back to you, V.
So in at number three, Nike trending because they have 3 days of drops. So listen up, sneakerheads and Chris.
You know.
Today, day one, is starting with a restock of Nike Dunk favorites. They're black and white, and they go on sale at 10 a.m. on the Nike app. $100 a pop for those, and the resale value are through the freaking
roof. Is that like an Oreo
roof.
Dunk? It's like, or it looks black and white, you said, yeah?
Oh, yeah. I didn't know why they were called that.
Okay, I like that.
I don't think they have a partnership with Oreo.
No, but they're black and white like an
yeah,
Oreo. So
yeah,
it's just easy.
Yeah.
Okay, great. What's the other sneaker?
I don't know. We're just focusing on day one.
Oh, that's just day one.
Yep.
So
that's what's happening today.
Okay, thank
you.
You
got to stay tuned.
My bad. Yes. Yeah, well, I'll need to get the others personally.
She will give you the full report after class.
Well, like about a minute ago, she was like, oh, Nike's trending. I'm like, yeah, sneaker drops. There's a lot of sneakers.
Yeah, he
out.
Knew a lot more about it than I did. Right, so, yeah. Go, you know, text Chris about that. In at number two, it's Groundhog's Day. So, obviously, Bill Murray is trending. And because of his famous movie, which was filmed right here in Woodstock, Illinois.
Yeah.
So, we're always proud of it.
Oh, so
what's that?
So proud. So
yeah,
proud.
I know.
So proud. I'm just cheering you on.
What's also trending, though, is a meme that has a picture of a cartoon groundhog with some curlers in. She has her hair up in curlers. She's wearing a pink bathrobe. And she's like, hey, this is Punxsutawney Phil's. I can't say it. You know what I'm talking about. Ex-wife Phyllis. And I live in Florida now. And I have to tell you that Phil is a compulsive liar.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
But in that sense, that would mean spring is coming faster because he told us it wasn't.
Oh, I already forgot.
Right. Punxsutawney, but not Will.
Yeah, well, that's right. We've got differing
right.
opinions.
Woodstock Willie, they are at odds today. So I'm surprised Groundhog Fight is not trending.
Yeah, but they are fighting. Just, you know, they're little.
Yeah.
In at number one, Lily James and Sebastian Stan are Pam and Tommy.
Woo!
That is now streaming on Hulu. The first episode is out, and there will be new episodes every Wednesday of the docuseries about the honeymooners sex tape that got stolen and then leaked to the public. So, not kid-friendly.
I was Oh, you took my
joke. Sorry.
Like, finally something I can watch with the family tonight. So excited.
No. You got to go watch it in the basement by yourself.
Yeah.
Like everybody else did. And that is your flash briefing.
All right. Thank you for joining us for the Morning Mix podcast. Brand new episodes every day. Make sure you rate, review, like, and follow this podcast. You can also follow us on social at 101.9 Mix Chicago. And we will see you tomorrow on the Morning Mix.